have a single direct instance of anti-Semitism in my entire life growing up here. December 14th at Bondi Beach was my first direct experience with anti-Semitism in Australia. Even today, even after everything that happened at Bondi, I firmly believe that Australia is a good and fair and decent country where people believe in a fair go, where believe in equality. But the thing is, those values are under assault like they've never been before.
And we've seen that illuminated in the last couple of days with the first 2 days of hearings at the Royal Commission.
Yeah, absolutely
no anti-Semitism. Yeah,
absolutely no. This is not an abstract discussion for us, for the Jewish community. It is our lived experience. It is the experience of mothers and fathers and children and Holocaust survivors and everyday Australians going about their daily lives, whether in schools and universities, in the workplace, in the sporting fields, in the cultural arena, or in the bus stop, in places where they should feel safe, but they do not. Now, we are not asking for special treatment. We're asking for equal treatment, to be treated like every other Australian, to be afforded the same freedom and dignity and respect that every Australian is entitled to. But we have been systematically denied, and certainly so in the last 2 years since the October 7th attacks, as we have seen this unrelenting explosion of hatred. I did not have a single direct instance of anti-Semitism in my entire life growing up here. December 14th at Bondi Beach was my first direct experience with anti-Semitism in Australia. Even today, even after everything that happened at Bondi, I firmly believe that Australia is a good and fair and decent country where people believe in a fair go, where believe in equality. But the thing is, those values are under assault like they've never been before.
And we've seen that illuminated in the last couple of days with the first 2 days of hearings at the Royal Commission.
Yeah, absolutely
no anti-Semitism. Yeah,
absolutely no. This is not an abstract discussion for us, for the Jewish community. It is our lived experience. It is the experience of mothers and fathers and children and Holocaust survivors and everyday Australians going about their daily lives, whether in schools and universities, in the workplace, in the sporting fields, in the cultural arena, or on the bus stop, in places where they should feel safe.